Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had talked about the University of Miami and the strides they've made over the last couple of years, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And certainly the defensive coordinator is one of the more energetic coaches that we've had in a long, long time down here. We've known him for a number of years. Manny Diaz has done an awesome job. The kids rally around him. They love playing for him. He joins us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I get energized when I watch your defenses play and the way that you coach, and I know the kids really love it. And talk about that. I mean, I watch you during practices, and you're always right on the kids, congratulating them for everything. Where did that all come from? Because I remember you used to be a little bit calmer back in the day.
Well, you know, look, defense is it's a high energy exercise.
You know, sure. What I mean?
And you got to play with passion. You got to play with a great deal of love for your teammates. And when we got to coach that way, and to be honest, when we got to Miami a couple of years ago, even just the way we practiced, our guys didn't appear to be having a whole bunch of fun playing football. So we felt like we had to bring it as a staff and let them know that, you know, it's okay. You know, it not only is it kind of cool to knock the hell out of other people, it's actually kind of fun, and the more you do it, the more you want to do it more.
The athletes, especially over the last couple of years that you brought in for the 18 class, this past class here with playmakers on the defensive side, the first class that you had, same thing. Talk about getting those athletes who are high energy kids who have a high ceiling, just have to learn and get some reps. Talk about that, because I know that's how you guys are recruiting. You're recruiting those kids that are playmakers, kids that are they're high energy players. They love to fly around. Talk about that, and talk about when you get all these guys, especially this last class that you've had, these kids that came in that you really were looking forward to getting on the defense. Talk about those kids as well, too.
Well, when we got here 2 years ago, we made it our sole philosophy that we were going to recruit the best defensive players from Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County, and be completely committed to that, and We are gaining the benefits of that over time. You know what I mean? And certainly the 16 class, you know what I mean, just keeping that class together, and then the 17 class, which really was important just in terms of filling some numbers because of the holes that we had on the roster. This 18 class, like you mentioned, really has some guys that we think can do some really special things. Some guys are already on our campus.
Sure.
Defensively, like a Greg Rousseau at defensive end, and Gilbert Frierson and DJ Ivy, who are both just blowing it away on our campus right now in terms of our off-season program. Gervin Hall, who, you know, we just, again, what we've done up in Palm Beach County the last 3 years in terms of what we've done out of there is, it's been as key to our success as anything in recruiting. So I think that idea of understanding that our identities of defense is going to be completely based off of what we can recruit out of these counties, if we continue to make sure we sign the best defensive tackle in South Florida, which we did this year, the best defensive end out of South Florida, which we did this year, the best linebacker out of South Florida, which we did this year, the best safety out of South Florida, which we did this year, and the best corners. We continue to do those type of things. I think it's just, this is not at UM. This is why you want to coach here. This is why you want to play here. You don't have to guess. This has been done before. You've seen it. If you can get the best kids from down here to stay down here, you can beat everyone you can play. And, you know, our job is to make sure that the players understand that they can be developed, that they can be in a program with the head coach that is going to do everything in a first-class manner, and they're going to – they will want for nothing at UM, and that's what the facilities, the indoor facility, the the new dorms that are being built at Miami, all those type of things are, I think, are adding to our recruiting.
Yeah, no doubt. Mandy Diaz, defensive coordinator, University of Miami, joining us. Coach, also, it seemed like the perfect storm last year, the two games against Virginia Tech and Notre Dame, the turnover chain, everything seemed to come, you know, rally around this defense, big plays, high energy type of atmosphere. Talk about that too, because I think that when you were a kid and you used to watch Miami, it was a lot like that. You know, you had that high energy going into the Orange Bowl and have an opportunity to see some of those big time stars make those big plays on the biggest stage. Well, here you had two games back to back that were kind of a replica of the old days, and you guys responded in a major way. From a recruiting standpoint, that's awesome. But for those kids who questioned, why did you go to Miami, right there was your answer.
But that isn't that amazing? Because, you know, you and I remember those old days in the Orange Bowl, but, you know, if you're in high school now or if you were in high school in the last couple of years, don't remember those days.
No doubt.
You know, you were either not born or a baby or whatever, and so – to see the city bring it and to see the atmosphere in those games, and the credit goes to our players. I mean, the way that our players played in those two games and the play that really, you know, that I can't keep out of my mind when we talk about those nights is Trajan Bandy's pick six.
Oh, yeah.
And there's two things about it. One, Trajan, a true freshman. Trajan, a guy that represents everything's about, you know, youth football, high school football in South Florida, you know, did a great job at Columbus, but just represents everything in terms of the toughness, the demeanor, the dog that means to be a football player grump in Miami. But my favorite part about that play is the first two players to congratulate him in the end zone were also both true freshmen.
Nice.
I think it was Amari Carter and Jonathan Garvin. Three true freshmen were the first three guys to cross the line to get to the end zone. One had the ball in his arm, which was, of course, Trajan. And that is the idea of the guys that came in that didn't know anything about the losing or the whatever happened in the past, and the guys that came to Miami. And look, we will talk about these classes, the 17 class, the 18 class, and even the 19 class to an extent. We'll talk about these classes in 5 years as the guys that committed to Miami, signed with Miami when Miami was not on top yet. Look, it's easy to sign when you're already winning championships.
Sure.
But to be the guys that have that invested interest to make their hometown team great again is something I think we'll look back on even more respect in the future.
You know, I was thinking as you were talking about Trajan's pick the year before with the linebackers. These kids never knew anything about the past, but they came in as true freshmen and made such an impact in the ACC, winning 8 games that year as freshmen. And now these guys are on the cusp of going to the NFL. You take a look at the way that the linebacking core has come together over the last couple of years. Now Miami pretty much has one of the best in the country. The defense has really set the tone. I mean, the offense is coming along. There's playmakers. But this defense with, as you said, this last class with the secondary and guys who can knock you senseless like a Gervin Hall or a Frierson and intelligent kids that you got too in the secondary helps. Now you have, as you said, in this last class, one of the best, if not the best defensive tackle, which is essential. I mean, you look at Alabama, you look at Clemson, they all have a multitude of defensive tackles that are big-time players that control the front. Now you guys are in that game. Another class of that, and then another class of that, and you're right there. Talk about that, too, because and I don't have to tell you, defense, great defense is going to win championships for you, and you guys are assembling quite a defense.
We are, and I think – but what I think what was neat about this year is that we saw that next level, you know. I think we've played pretty good defense here these first couple of years. You know, we've done a lot of really good things. On our day, we've been really good. But now I think our players, you know, not just defensively, but as an entire program, understand, okay, what's it going to take now to win championships? And I think getting to the ACC championship game, I think getting to a, you know, the Orange Bowl, playing in a, you know, New Year's Day 6 game for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
I think our players now understand the difference, and I think that's what set the tone for our off-season program we're going through right now. I think they're like, okay, it's not okay, look, we've seen this eye to eye now. We think we can compete at this level, but now we understand just a little bit more of attention to detail, a little bit more of what it takes to succeed there. So first 2 years, we wanted to establish, we wanted to look like Miami Hurricanes. We wanted to see guys that were playing fast, playing violent, look like they were having fun playing football. And I think we've put that on our resume. But the next step in terms of, you know, really being the dominating defense that everybody expects the Miami Hurricane defense to be, and part of that was recruiting to that. Part of that is still trying to fill some of the numbers of our roster, you know, to get our numbers where they are, where they should be, because to be honest, we're not there yet.
Right.
You know, but I think that's where the recruiting is so vital, and that's where our dedication to recruiting South Florida is going to pay off in the long run.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. We're all excited. Everybody's excited in South Florida about the future of the Canes. And you helped it out a lot tonight, because I know a lot of people are going to be talking positive after this evening.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. You know, I've always enjoyed our conversations through the years. And, you know, I've been down here recruiting, wearing a bunch of other shirts.
Yeah.
And it means so much to me to finally have a U on my chest and get to keep these kids home at UM, which is the way it should be.
Good stuff. Thanks, Coach. We'll run into you soon, and have a great spring.
Okay. Same to you. We'll see you soon.
Good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.